Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com. All right, news roundup, information overload hour, 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. It's getting very interesting in terms of the primary races. It was pretty funny yesterday. Donald Trump says, I support Eric for Senate in Missouri. There are two Erics running, Greitens and Schmidt, and both said, Donald Trump just endorsed me. It was pretty, you know, he basically was telling the people of Missouri that, you know, he's going to let them decide. And many people were lobbying to get his endorsement. We're watching tonight. We'll have returns from Michigan, Missouri, Kansas. Interesting, in Kansas, they have the first referendum vote on abortion in a state. So we'll watch what we'll watch the results on that pretty closely. And tonight it's Arizona and Washington state. I know that, for example, out in Arizona, it's going to be very interesting which way that one comes down and that one goes. I don't know. I don't have a clue which way it's going to happen. Anyway, the next week we'll also be getting into the Liz Cheney primary battle. She's down by over 20 points as we speak. Fake news CNN, of all places, actually went forward and they were asking people in the state of Wyoming what they think of Liz Cheney. And this is what they aired. This is not Fox News. This is what fake news CNN aired.
Are you planning to vote for Liz Cheney?
Can I cuss? Hell no.
Are you planning to support Liz Cheney?
Absolutely not.
What are your thoughts about Liz Cheney running for a fourth term?
Personally, I think she's had three too many.
Keep in mind, in 2020, Donald Trump won about 70% of the vote in Wyoming. So Liz Cheney's work on the January 6th investigation isn't playing so well with many Wyoming voters.
She's done us dirty.
How so?
Oh, God. Look at how she's done Trump. I'm a Trump fan. I'm sorry.
So she lost your vote because of her role on the January 6th committee and what she's doing about Trump?
Yes. She's supposed to be supporting him. She's a Republican, for crying out loud.
I find her work on the January 6th committee just repulsive.
How do you feel about her work on the January 6th committee and her role?
It's all a hoax. It's all propaganda. Has nothing to do with anything. It's a witch hunt.
Now, that's pretty interesting. That's for next week, so we'll watch that. Anyway, here to weigh in on the state of where we are heading into the midterms, Matt Towery with Insider Advantage, the polling company, syndicated columnist also. Also from the Trafalgar Polling Company, pollster Robert Cahaley is with us. I know I should never bring up 538 and Nate Silver. After Obama, he has a pretty atrocious track record in terms of his predictions and his polling and his methodology, et cetera. But putting all that aside, he gives a slight advantage, Matt Towery, to the Democrats as it relates to the U.S. Senate. Unlike many other people out there, I'm not going with the conventional wisdom that this is a slam dunk, because I'm looking at the states. They're all bellwether states. They're all toss-up states, if you will. For Republicans to get the Senate, they got to win Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Wisconsin, Missouri, Nevada, Arizona, and then, of course, on the periphery, you look at Colorado and Washington State, and then you got people that you know are going to win, like Senator Tim Scott is going to win in South Carolina. You know that Chuck Grassley is going to win in Iowa, et cetera. But I don't think it's a slam dunk in any direction. Your thoughts?
Oh, well, I agree with you, but partially because these
races... got Pennsylvania and Dr. Oz, too, yeah.
Yeah, these races are about personality as much as anything else. You get to these U.S. Senate races, they're far more complex, and a wave, whether it's a red wave or a blue wave, doesn't necessarily take hold in these particular races. Numerous things are taking place. My general observation is some of these campaigns that could be in great shape aren't in great shape because they simply aren't taking it to the candidate they're running against strong enough on the Republican side. The Republicans need to have stronger campaigns. I've said this year after year after year, and don't wait until September to start launching your missiles, because it's too late at that point. So this is a critical time period for some of these races to get going and get going in the right direction. That said, Herschel Walker could easily at least get in a runoff in Georgia. That's what I think we keep our eye on there, because very hard to win Georgia straight up these days. I think Dr. Oz will come back in Pennsylvania. I think Arizona, some of these other states are easily potentially on the map, including Arizona. Nevada, I think, is a great shot for the Republicans, but it's going to take a Herculean effort because the media is working very hard to portray that this thing is stalled out on the Senate side for the Republicans, and they're doing everything they can to make it look like the new talking points are abortion and gun control and not inflation and recession, when in fact, we have a poll coming out tomorrow. The vast majority of Americans in our latest poll that will be appearing on Real Clear Politics shows that Americans believe they are in a recession, whether the Biden administration wants to finesse
Matt,
it or not.
We're in a recession. Why are you buying into this new definition? We are in a recession.
No.
The very definition of a recession. We got the GDP numbers last week.
But Sean, it doesn't matter what you or I think or even what the definitions are. If the vast majority of Americans believe they're in a recession, then we're in a recession. And that's what really matters in an election period. These people feel like they're in a recession, and that's why recession and inflation are going to be a bigger issue than issues such as gun control and the pro-choice issue.
You know, it's interesting because I've had this conversation with many people. Robert Kahaly, had the Dobbs decision overturning Roe v. Wade not happened, probably the wave that people were anticipating would be bigger. Somehow this issue is now being demagogued by Democrats that abortion has pretty much been outlawed in America and women's right to choose has been taken away, when none of that is true.
Absolutely. And what's happening in Kansas is a perfect example. They're presenting this as a vote in this referendum they're having today on abortion. But what it actually is, a vote that allows the legislature to make the decision and not have it done by the Supreme Court and the Constitution. So this is a constitutional amendment to just simply give the legislature the power. And just like you said, they're demagoguing it, suggesting this is some kind of a bill to get rid of abortion. So this is exactly the kind of stuff that have been playing by the other side. And it's getting old, but Matt's exactly right. I mean, there are a certain amount of people that this thing has moved, the Dobbs decision. But what Republicans need to be paying attention to is for every excited person walking down the road, raising cane, holding signs about we need more abortion, there's a Hispanic voter who's moving to the Republican Party, because that's not the Democrat Party they signed on to. And I think they're going to lose more Hispanic voters than they're going to gain more upset people who want more abortions.
Do we all agree that the odds of Republicans taking the House is extraordinarily high? I think the Republicans will take the House. Matt Tower, do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. But I'm even beginning to see now, you know, some of the polling that I just don't know where it comes out of. And some of the pundits are beginning to say, oh, the House may be up for grabs as well. I don't see that happening. I see this. I think there's a general Republican wave taking place in this country. It's a complete springboard off of Joe Biden and the fact that he bent to the more liberal, progressive, woke side of his party and has carried these policies too far, and they can't turn around. So I think the House will definitely go Republican, bar some inexplicable thing taking place. The House is going to be, the Senate's going to be up for air, as we talked about, in the air, but anything could happen there. And I think if the Republican consultants and apparatus who run these campaigns will finally get their act together, not in October, but now, then I think the Republicans can take the Senate as well.
Your thoughts on the House first, Robert?
Yeah, I feel like the House is in good shape. I mean, people forget how close we, you know, the Republicans are right now. So it isn't like there had to be a huge victory. I mean, you can take the House 10 by 10 seats. So there's no question. And I agree with Matt. What we're seeing is some of these university, left-leaning university polls and the left-leaning media outlets are creating these fictitious generic ballots that show the Democrats close. That is not reality. And if you'll notice, the kind of polls that are saying that versus the kind of polls that you know are more accurate, you'll see that it's not real. The Senate is more of a challenge, but today's a perfect example. In Missouri, they got a choice between Erics. And they pick one Eric, and we're fighting real hard to win Missouri in the fall. They pick the other Eric, and it's a cakewalk.
You're talking about Greitens versus Schmidt. Do you think Schmidt is more electable?
I think Schmidt wins without much of a fight. The national Republicans don't have to spend much money to save it. I think Greitens. And not only are we fighting to win Missouri, if Greitens is the nominee, the money that's spent there leaves other campaigns that needed to go. And everybody, every Republican is asked to defend the things Greitens is accused of. It's just it's an anvil we don't need.
All right, quick break. More of the pollsters, Matt Towery, Robert Cahaley on the other side. And then your calls, 800-941-SHAWN is our number. Port Authority of New York and New Jersey police officer John Connelly, he passed away in 2017 from 9/11-related cancer that he developed from his search and recovery efforts at the World Trade Center after those attacks. And the Tunnels to Towers Foundation is committed to ensuring America keeps their promise to never forget 9/11 and keep the memory of heroes like Officer Connelly alive. Now, the foundation's 9/11 Never Forget mobile exhibit. Remember, it's a tribute to all of those that lost their lives that day and all of those that died from related illnesses. It's a high-tech tractor trailer. They transform it into a museum. They educate people about America's darkest day. It's been welcomed around the nation, nearly 50 states already, and Canada. Over 600,000 people have already seen this. They do guided tours. You get to hear from FDNY firefighters that have firsthand accounts of that day and the aftermath. And anyway, to find out when it's coming to a city near you, just go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. And they're asking all of us to donate $11 a month so they can continue their great work of providing these homes for these heroes. Anyway, it's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnels to Tower Foundation.
Show the mainstream media loves to hate. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, as we continue, our pollsters are with us, Matt Towery and Robert Cahaley. It's going to be interesting to watch. I mean, you got this gubernatorial race. I know President Trump has endorsed Carrie Lake. And then you have somebody like Mike Pence that has endorsed her opponent, Karen Taylor Robson. So that's going to be interesting. Why don't we go state by state on the Senate? Florida, I think that's a Marco Rubio hold. I don't think it's going to be that tough a race, but what are your thoughts on it? Is that an easy hold, Matt?
Well, I think it is. The one thing that we're seeing here in Florida right now is that Val Demings has run a commercial portraying herself as being tough on crime, and it started to move some opinion. Rubio.
But I saw the counter ad put out by Rubio that was brilliant with all law enforcement supporting him.
And I was about to say that he countered that very quickly. Marco Rubio is a smart campaigner. Florida is definitely not fertile ground for Democrats this time. Charlie Crist is probably going to get the nomination to run against DeSantis. DeSantis is going to wax the floor with him. I think Rubio wins Florida, yes.
And you agree, Matt? I'm sorry, you agree, Robert?
I would love to be running on DeSantis' coattails in Florida, and I think that's where
all right,
Rubio
so
is.
We won't waste time. Yeah. Now, Herschel Walker, Warnock, how's that looking? Robert, we'll start with you.
You know, what we've seen is with all the talk about how far down Herschel is, I think Matt's last poll had him only down by three. The undecideds are not going to break toward the candidate who votes with Joe Biden. There's no question about that. And
Biden has under 30% approval rating in Georgia.
And Warnock has hardly ever come out against anything Biden for, and I think he'll pay the price for his voting record, and he can't go back and clean it up. It's too late.
You agree, Matt?
I agree, but I think the gloves need to come off from those supporting Walker against Warnock. I was in Georgia back home seeing all my friends and family. They were discouraged because these ads are just mediocre right now, and Warnock is sort of tiptoeing through the daisy field. They're going to have to hit him harder, and then Walker can either win or be in a runoff, which is probably what's going to happen in Georgia, is a runoff.
All right, so I think we all agree that Tim Scott wins South Carolina. We won't waste time on it. Bud in North Carolina, what do you see, Matt Towery?
I think he wins.
I agree. Robert?
Our last poll had him up about three, and I don't see undecideds breaking against him at this point. I think he's in
okay.
good shape.
New Hampshire's going to be a toss-up. We'll have to see what happens there, so we won't weigh in. I think Ron Johnson wins his race by his re-election. Do you both agree with that?
I do. I think courageously, because he's really had to fight very, very hard. He said there's a tremendous amount of money in that state trying to do him in, but so far he's doing a great job.
Yeah. What about J.D. Vance in Ohio, Robert?
I see J.D. Vance winning that one. Ohio has just moved too far. The legislature is having a different set of elections because of redistricting. So I think we'll get another taste of Republican turnout once more before we get to see the fall election. And you're going to see a lot of folks energized. But right now, with the legislature having not had their elections, the Republicans just don't have their full team and haven't engaged the way they will.
In Pennsylvania, Oz only went up with ads starting last week, so that has not had an impact at the polls. He's going up against the guy to the left of Bernie Sanders. His positions are insane. If he gets that information out, does he win? Robert?
I'd say yes. As a matter of fact, the most fascinating statistic I've seen is the high percent of people who say, I don't like Republicans, but I do like Dr. Oz. This guy has crossover vote. You can't believe. There's still some Republicans with sore feelings over the primary, but in the end, they come back home. They vote for Oz. The swing voters vote for Oz, and he wins.
What about Laxalt? What about Arizona? Last question, Matt Towery.
Laxalt has a great chance, in my opinion. I think he could be the upset special. And let me say one thing about Pennsylvania real quickly. I'm keeping my eye on that race. I'm watching these fantastic, you know, so-called social media postings from Fetterman where he says about three words and they're edited and then something funny shows up. Something's not right in that race.
I think you're right. He's only been seen once. He had a stroke before the primary, and he's only been in public one time. There's something going on here, and we'll know by election day for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Matt Towery and Robert Cahaley, we'll check in often as we head into the midterms. Thank you both for being with us. 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Quick break, right back.
Accountable. Sean gets the answers no one else does. America deserves to know the truth about Congress.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. We'll get to your calls in a second. 800-941-SHAWN. So Biden, remember he kept saying over and over again, and we're not going to raise a penny in taxes for any American that makes under $400,000 a year. Remember he kept saying it? Yeah, not true. Because this latest package, this Manchin Biden deal, or Manchin Schumer deal, that is a Biden deal as well. Yeah, it'll be raising $16.7 billion for people that make below $200,000 a year. Oh, sorry. That's on top of the inflation tax they gave you and the high gas tax that they gave you. Anyway, here's Biden repeating this lie.
I start with one rule. No one say it again, no one making under $400,000 will see their federal taxes go up, period. And it will do all this without raising a single penny in taxes on people making under $400,000 a year or raising the deficit. All these will lower costs to families. And under my plan, nobody, let me say this again, nobody earning less than $400,000 a year will pay an additional penny in new taxes. Not a single penny.
Read my lips. No new taxes. Remember the mob, the media was all over George Herbert Walker Bush when he gave in and he capitulated to the Democrats, raised taxes. Now, Paul Krugman, you know, this guy had to write just what, a week and a half ago? An apology that how wrong he was on inflation. Now he's out there saying, no, America's not in a recession. This has to be the dumbest so-called economic columnist in the country, you know, for the paper quote of record, the New York Times, and he gets everything wrong. But here's him saying, oh, no, America's not in a recession when it is in a recession.
Can we dispense with the recession debate real quick? Are we in a recession and does the term matter?
No, we aren't, and no, it doesn't. I mean, the
one sentence, that was it, huh?
Yeah, that was it. It's none of the usual criteria that real experts use says that we're in a recession right now. And what does matter? What, you know, the state of the economy is what it is.
Words actually have meaning. Two consecutive quarters of negative growth is, by its very definition, a recession. Maybe you should read the other paper in New York called the New York Post because they put the definition on their front cover last week. Anyway, 800-941-SEAN, our number. Sean in California. Sean, how are you? Glad you called, sir.
Hello, Sean. Thank you for speaking with me. I appreciate you very much.
Thank you.
I don't usually take any issue with most everything you say, and I'm in agreement with you about the thousands of retired military and law enforcement people in this country working in our schools. I am in agreement also with teachers being armed. However, as a retired law enforcement officer, my position on it is that your offer to allow these folks to work and not ever pay taxes again, while I appreciate that you want to compensate them in some way, we waste literally billions of dollars in this country every year. We should go ahead and hire these people, have them work in teams depending on the size of the school, and we should arm them and equip them and pay them what they're worth. Because at the end of the day, if something like what has happened recently in our schools happens, you're still asking them to run towards the sound of gunfire and risk their very lives. So I feel like something other than just not having to pay taxes.
I'm not against your idea. I was just looking for a creative way that maybe you get enough people to volunteer X number of days a year, a week, a month, whatever it happens to be. And if they meet the criteria, maybe one benefit would be if districts are strapped. They shouldn't be strapped for cash because we spend more per capita on education than any other industrialized country. But if they were, one good way might be is to take the tax burden, state, local, federal tax burden off of all of these people and their families. And it kind of would be, you know, a nice way to reward them for protecting our kids in school every day. But I'm not against hiring them and paying them a full salary that they deserve at all. I'd be all for it.
Great. I really think it's the solution. They can work in different size teams. You can develop intelligence and information, develop good relationships with the students so that they provide you with information, things that you can investigate. It can be done at dances, sports events, you know, practices after school, whatever it is, but we have to have people there. That's the key.
I appreciate the call, Sean. Thank you. M, Florida, the free state of Florida. What's up, M? How are you?
I'm just fine. How are you, Mr. Hannity?
I'm good, ma'am. What's going on?
That's good. This is all about something I heard about yesterday, actually. The senator that was bashing Herschel Walker.
I don't know if it was the senator. It was that commentator on MSDNC.
Yeah, maybe. I can't remember who it was. But anyways,
the guy's name is Ellie Mistal. And by the way, Herschel's going to be on to respond to it tonight on TV. But, I mean, what he said was disgusting.
It was thoroughly disgusting. And like I said when I called in, It sounded like the fellow was describing Joe Biden to a T, not Herschel Walker. He was describing Joe Biden to a T. And if I heard right on the soundbite, if that's what it is, radio talk.
That's radio talk. You're doing good.
Okay. That he said something about Herschel Walker's can't think for himself and his Republican handlers. Something about his Republican handlers.
Why don't I just play it for you? Because I think it's critical. I mean, if you look in this world of woke PC, et cetera, the fact that this can be said on NBC and said with impunity and not even a controversy speaks volumes about the double standard. Listen.
Walker has the backing of the Republicans. Now you ask, why are Republicans backing this man who's so clearly unintelligent, who so clearly doesn't have independent thoughts? But that's actually the reason. Walker's going to do what he's told. And that's what Republicans like. That's what Republicans want from their to do what they're told. And Walker presents exactly as a person who lacks independent thoughts, lacks an independent agenda, lacks an independent ability to grasp policies. And he's just going to go in there and vote like Mitch McConnell tells him to vote.
Now, I'll use the N-word, the N-E-N-word, in that particular conversation. It is so degrading, so false, so slanderous, so distorted. I know Herschel Walker.
Now, it's true that, and I have all kind of friends, every color. It doesn't matter to me as long as they're decent human beings. But for him to say something like that, and them always calling racist, 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 who's racist now?
Well, NBC gets away with saying some of the most unbelievable, that they make some of the most racial commentary in the country on a nightly basis. Nobody ever calls them out on it. I mean, we do. There's not many others, though.
If I were Herschel Walker, if I were him, I would blast that soundbite. Makes me feel good to say radio talk. I would blast that soundbite all over the United States.
You know what makes Herschel and Sean Hannity a little different? He's just a better person than I am, to be very blunt, and I know him, and I know his heart, and I know he means it, is he said, well, I'm going to be praying for them. That was his answer, and I'm like, you know, meanwhile, I want to, you know, get in a battle royale with them, and when they begin to compare and contrast Raphael Warnock, the reliable Schumer, the reliable Biden vote, versus Herschel Walker, who's going to fight for energy independence, the rule of law, lower taxes, secure borders. I'll go right on down the list. I think the people of Georgia are going to make the right choice. Raphael Warnock is a radical Biden, Bernie Sanders manifesto, left-leaning radical leftist. And I don't think he's in touch with the people of Georgia. Now, Georgia politics has been there's been too much intramural fighting, in my view. It needs to stop in the lead up to this election. Put their differences aside and move on. Anyway, Em, I'm going to roll. Thank you. Appreciate a good call. Wendy in Vegas, KDON Radio. What's going on? How are you, Wendy?
Hi, Sean. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I had two quick points that I wanted your thoughts on. I read two very disturbing articles today. One of them was from the Washington Post, and they were saying how Rupert Murdoch and Fox was banning Trump from appearing, and
a total lie.
100 days.
It's a total lie. I read the piece. I saw it. It was
my point.
I'll bring President Trump on soon, and I'll prove to you that it's a total lie.
I know that's a lie, but the second article I read from fake news reporter Jeremy Peters from the almost bankrupt New York Times, he was disparaging our sweet Tucker, saying how Tucker didn't support Trump, and what you see on the show is not how he really feels.
Did he not see that Trump and Tucker were together this past weekend and laughing and having a great time at Bedminster together?
That
would be a lie also. That's not true either.
But they're so desperate, Sean. I mean, they're really reaching now. And I can't believe, like, they don't see what clowns they're making of themselves in the national eye.
Listen, I know a lot of people are very interested in 2024. I want to get through 2022's election first. And there's going to be plenty of time to talk about 2024.
So in the meantime, I'm going to try and stay focused on the issues of this election, and the issues of 2024 will handle themselves as they unfold. And I don't speak for anybody, but I doubt Tucker would be yucking it up with Donald Trump at Bedminster if what Jeremy Peters wrote was true. I have been lied about by both those newspapers so many times, it's just not worth even reading it for me anymore. It just is, I read it and I just know it's a lie, but they do it anyway. The same people that never retracted what they did on the Russia collusion hoax, the same New York Times that gets Nobel Prizes for stories that are false, and they, if they had any decency, they would have returned them. So anyway, I don't pay that much attention to those people. They're not worth our time. Good call, though, Wendy. Appreciate it. Dale is in Idaho. What's up, Dale in Idaho? I see that apparently your housing market is getting hit harder, faster than I think any other state I read. Is that true?
Well, I haven't kept a real close eye on the housing market. There's been a lot of people moving into Idaho. So for a long time, that really inflated the prices big time because people were cashing out instantly. They'd made big bucks on their housing in some other state and came in with a lot of cash. So they were able to really heat up the housing market. But I think, you know, as this recession now begins
to take recession,
hold,
yes.
I think that's going to really affect it. But
yeah, the housing market's going to be impacted. I've been telling everybody what to expect. So what else is on your mind?
Ago. Well, the other issue I called about, and you know, I'm a longtime fan and I appreciate you taking the call, is there is a movement out here in the Northwest on the Lower Snake River to breach four of the hydroelectric dams in favor of hopefully improving the salmon runs. And these four dams are hydroelectric power, which is carbon free.
Hi, Larry Elder here. I never really thought much about how aches and pains can reduce a person's quality of life until pain started keeping me from living my best life. Just a few years ago, using the stairs was difficult because of the back pain. Then I found Relief Factor, a 100% drug-free solution for aches and pains. Within a week, I was on my way back to being pain-free. Now I have my life back. I take Relief Factor every single day. Relief Factor can help your body fight the inflammation that causes joint and muscle pain and the other aches and pains that come with everyday life. Treat yourself to feeling better. Move more, live more, and just enjoy your life more with Relief Factor. Join me and more than 500,000 others. Get started today with your 3-week quick start for only $19.95. About 70% go on to order more because it worked for them. Go to ReliefFactor.com to order now. That's ReliefFactor.com. Feel the difference with Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, HealthLock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. It's time that you purchase the Less Lethal Burner Launcher. I love this. Now, listen to this. The story from Marvin, a Special Forces veteran. Now, Marvin fired his burner from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, plenty of time for the police to arrive. It is legal in all 50 states. There's no background checks required, and it shipped right to your front door. Just go to their website, check out their videos, burner.com/Hannity, BYRNA.com/Hannity, and you'll get 10% off.